Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
8 o'clock, time to connect with Zanti Swanepoel. She's an international speaker. She's the lady who started Babies Behind Bars Project. She's a motivational speaker and a businesswoman. And just before we get to her, towards the end of last year, the last quarter of 2024, we had Kobus Visser. He's a motivational speaker, amongst other things. And he's done some incredible things in his life. And he wrote a book about his life and about his story as a hemophiliac and climbing Kilimanjaro on crutches. I mean, you just have to read the story of his life. And one of the things he was talking about was the hug. And now, I don't mind a hug. I really don't. I'm not naturally a hugger, but I don't mind a hug. And then a hug with a guy is kind of a thing we sort of do, you know, handshake, going for the hug. But he was saying we need to do the hug. So we stood here in the studio, we explained it, and then he and I did it. And it was very unusual. Staring at each other in the eyes, connecting, acknowledging that the other person is there, then wrapping your arms around one another and just holding each other, acknowledging that I exist, that he exists, and that we have respect for each other. And I can tell you what, it wasn't the most comfortable thing to do, to just stand in embrace, but it's something you practice and you get better at. So let's go and hear what Zanti has to say about hugs. Good morning, Zanti. Hoe gaan dit daar in Pretoria?
Good morning, Brad. Goeiemôre aan al die luisteraars. Toe, julle. Ja, I am a hugger. Dit is nou maar. I think because I know subconsciously that I actually need it more than I think. So,
wow.
Ek dink ou doen dan wat en ja, but that comes naturally because you just need it so much. And when you start filling up, you need to give it. Is it nie waar nie?
Yeah, yeah.
You give what you have. En ag, dis my so mooi, dis my kosbaar. Ek gaan vir week raai boek lees. En ek wil net vanoggend juist daaroor praat, nee, the power of a hug. En dat ek dink dit is nogal 'n plek waar die vyand vir ons kom roof. Did you know, Brad, I really didn't know that there's actually a condition or a thing called touch starvation.
No, never heard of that.
As you get hungry and you get hunger starvation, you get touch starvation. And what happens when you are touch starved is your stress levels go through the roof. You release too much cortisol, which we all know is not good for us. It causes your heart rate to go up, your blood pressure to go up, your muscle tension to go up. You get your breathing rate goes up. You have a lack of sleep. You have a high risk for infections. So you get infections over infections over infections. Your risk for diabetes goes up. You start getting asthma. You get the disease of high blood pressure. And if you are long-term touch starved, or I've touch starvation, it can lead and trigger post-traumatic stress disorder.
Wow.
Dit moet vir my en jou iets sê. En weet jy wat, wanneer ek aan hierdie goeders dink, dan dink ek, when I was Mrs. UN, United Nations International, and I wanted in Los Angeles, and I had to go back many times to the US for projects and community outreaches, etc. The most beautiful project I came across, and I really became a spokesperson for it in the USA, was a touch project. And miskien is dit op jou hart vanoggend, luister, oor ek weet nie, maar wat hulle gedoen het is hulle het na ouer huise toe gegaan, because I think in those places where old age homes, those people are the most touch starved of all. En dan het hulle letterlik net die mense gaan drukkies gee. In Suid-Afrika sal ons dit seker 'n drukkie projek noem. En net deur uit te reik en na die ou mense toe te gaan, hulle hare te kam, hulle vir hulle drukkies te gee, hulle hande met room te smeer, the blessing of touch, het daai mense begin gesond word. Physically, mentally, emotionally. En dan vat dit my terug na die Here se woord toe. Weet jy wat? Jesus was somebody who touched people, and he allowed people to touch him. He washed feet Go read it in John 13. He gathered children in his arms in Mark 10. He restored people's health by touching them. Matthew 8 and John 9. Hy het aan die lepers, die mense met die ergste siekte van melaats ooit, het hy aangevat. Jesus also received touch from others, such as when his feet were anointed in Luke 7. And his clothing was grasped by a sick woman in Mark 8. Ag, Mark 5. Julle, ons het die grootste blessing by die Here gekry en ek en jy gaan moet intentioneel hierdie ding doen, want ek dink COVID-19 en in al die tyd of isolation, we have just become less and less open for people to touch us or to touch other people. En in dit het hierdie vyand 'n stuk blessing by ons kom roof. Nou ek wil vir julle sê, the average length of a hug between two people is 3 seconds. But researchers has discovered something fantastic, that when you hug at least 20 seconds, julle, dis nie baie gevra nie, 20 seconds, it is therapeutic effect on the body and the mind. And the reason is that a sincere embrace produces a hormone called oxytocin, which is also known as a love hormone. This substance has many benefits on our physical and mental health. It helps us, among other things, to relax, to feel safe, to calm our fears, and works against anxiety. It's a wonderful free tranquilizer. En ons kan dit doen wanneer ons, when we dance with our partner, when we get close to someone, or we simply hold a friend's shoulder. Julle, ek wil vandag vir jou sê, wanneer laas het jy, ek doen dit baie keer, baie keer, dan giggel my kinders so vir my. I just walk into the home and then I just grab one of my children or my husband. It depends on who's first. And then I just say the following, and I never knew until I read so many studies on this, how true it was. I say to them, you know what? My battery is flat. I need to charge it.
Cute.
And then I would just grab whoever's closest and ek sê, kom, staan nie teen my, gee my druk. Ek moet net my battery charge. My battery is heeltemal pap. And isn't that true? We are living and surviving and coping on flat batteries. Because we don't get charged through a hug, as ek het so metafories kan sê. Now, psychologists say that we need 4 hugs a day for survival. 4 for survival.
Survival.
8 for maintenance. And 12 to grow, for growth. So, julle, ons gaan met aan mekaar raak. Ons gaan moet, al is dit net, when you walk past your friend, instead of just chatting and standing in front of him, put your hand on his or his shoulder. Just touch them in a loving way, nee. En ons vrouens is baie beter daarmee as julle, ek verstaan. As mans, we like hugs and we always hug each other, and I think that's healthy, and we should do that. Maar onthou nou, 4 hugs for survival, 8 for maintenance, and 12 a day for growth. What does this do? If you just hold that hug for 20 seconds, it states oxytocin. And we just heard that reduces anxiety and stress. It is that hormone, eh, that comes into your body at childbirth. It's that hormone that makes mothers forget all about that excruciating pain and enduring the pain of labor, and helps us to love our children afterwards. Is dit wonderlik nie dat die Here daai hormoon in ons liggame gesit het? And if we hug, we stimulate that hormone, oxytocin. It cultivates patience. Deel daan gedink. To hug somebody and actually take time to make time for somebody else creates and cultivates space in you. Prevents disease. Ons het gesien, there's 100 studies done that when premature babies are touched, they grow faster. Reduced pain in people, decreased autoimmune disease symptoms, lowered glucose levels in children with diabetes if they are hugged, and improved immune system in people with cancer. It stimulates the thymus gland, and that is the gland that produces more white blood cells that will keep us healthy and disease-free. Communication without saying a word. Almost 70% of communication is nonverbal. So even when you just touch a friend or an animal, jylle, ons verstaan nie hoe crucial it is to have pets if you don't have another human to hug. But you get the same effect by hugging an animal or net om aan 'n dier te streel. Self-esteem. Hugging boosts your self-esteem, het jy al daarvan gehoor. Because a baby recognizes its parents initially just by touch. 'N baba weet wie mamma en pappa is net deur hulle touch. Oh, jylle, dit is my so blessing. Stimulates dopamine, so you don't need your cell phone and all these other things. You just really need to hug someone or hug your pet. Hug stimulates brains to release dopamine. It stimulates serotonin. Ons verstaan hoe belangrik dit is because it decreases your chances of getting heart problems. It helps fight excess weight. Kan jylle dit glo? And it prolongs your life. And hugs balance out the nervous system. So embrace, embrace and embrace with your heart. En ek het juist hierdie tema gekies omdat dit Valentine's is Vrydag. So mag jy uitreik. I believe that when you get enough hugs, and if you don't get them, ask for them, like me. My battery is pop, ek soek 'n charge. And when you are filled up, you can actually be somebody who gives hugs to others just because you are standing in overflow. Jesus Christ was the biggest example. He touched people and he allowed them to touch him because maybe he knew something much more than we because he created us. Mag jy geblesd wees vandag. And may the one that taught us all of this, our Lord Jesus and the precious Holy Spirit, touch your spirit man today in a way that you will know that God's presence is with you and for you and will never forsake you. Amen.
Thank you so much. Amen. Thanks, Zanti. And if you've ever needed proof that God created us to be in community, then I think Zanti's really helped us this morning to understand there are moments that we want to be alone and that's fine and we need to be alone and that's good too. But ultimately, we need each other and one another. And we've had some proof of that today. Zanti, appreciate this. Thanks for sharing something so profound and beautiful. And I can tell you what, people listening right now are suddenly realizing they've got a hug deficit and they're hungry for a hug. So to go meet somebody for tea or for coffee today and go and dish out some hugs. Zanti, thank you so much. I hope somebody fills your battery quick today.
Absolutely. I'll grab them.
Till next week. Thank you, Zanti.
Thank you, Brad. Bye.
Bye. Even my wife has just sent me a little WhatsApp message sending me a little hug. Thank you, dear. Hope you find somebody to hug today. And for us as guys, just to find some confidence in handshake and a hug and a hand on the shoulder. It's not always easy for us, but I think we owe it to one another just to be there and to care in the best way that we can. Dankie, Zanti. Dankie, julle wat luister.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.